This Pro-Liberty podcast is brought to you by the Health Ranger Store. Visit healthrangerstore.com/MAGA. That's M-A-G-A, like Make America Great Again. Thank you for your support. This podcast is about James Comey, and we're launching jamescomey.news. Yes, we have another .news domain. We've got joebiden.news, clinton.news, trump.news, a bunch of others, jimmykimmel.news, for example. And jamescomey.news is the newest one. And James Comey is, he's a very self-aggrandizing narcissist character. And I'm going to rip into him here in this podcast, so I thank you for joining me. My name is Mike Adams, the Health Ranger. I'm the publisher of naturalnews.com and hundreds of other websites. James Comey, I've said before, should be indicted, arrested, and given a fair trial, by the way. But if that trial finds him guilty, he should be thrown in prison like anybody else. See, James Comey thinks he's immune from law. He committed multiple felony crimes. He actually leaked classified documents. I mean, he admits to it. He took classified documents, the memos from the FBI, and leaked them to the press and admits to it in order to get Robert Mueller appointed as special counsel. Now, it worked. It was a brilliant strategy, but it was criminal. And with everybody else who is not part of the deep state being held accountable for such crimes, you know, violating state secrets and classified document handling laws and regulations, it strikes me as, well, I guess not surprising, but suspicious that James Comey and it seems like Hillary Clinton, who destroyed 30,000 emails and destroyed laptops and mobile devices. I mean, you talk about obstruction of justice. James Comey is guilty of obstruction of justice. And he says that he briefed the president on the so-called Trump dossier, which, of course, is the fake collection of fake accusations. It was funded in part by the Clinton campaign, we now know. And Comey says that when he briefed Trump on that document, he decided to withhold from Trump the financial origins of that document. He didn't tell Trump that this was funded by his political opposition. And when George Stephanopoulos asked him why he didn't tell Trump during this ABC News interview, I think it's ABC, Comey responded, well, it wasn't necessary in order to complete his task of warning Trump, i.e. threatening Trump, with this dossier. So James Comey is a sleazy, lawless, self-absorbed character. He is a very dangerous swamp creature. And yet he tries to portray himself as an angel, as if he's the only one in the room who knows what's happening and he's above the fray and he doesn't have any bias and he's fair and just. And he can be trusted because he's honest. He has integrity. What's his book named? Some high-sounding language. I forgot the title of his book. Just even talking about this guy is frustrating. How could he have run the FBI? How could we be in this situation today where, you know, the FBI has been weaponized? Robert Mueller is also someone who needs to be indicted and given a fair trial and probably thrown in prison. I mean, the guy uses the weaponized government as a tool of terrorism to terrorize private citizens like Paul Manafort or Cohen, one of Trump's private lawyers. I mean, Mueller conducts these raids, these early morning raids, without any justification. He does it just because he wants to terrorize you. He wants to get you out of bed at 3 a.m. in your pajamas with SWAT people in your bedroom pointing guns at your head. That's Robert Mueller. That's James Comey. They both support these tactics. They're both basically they're terrorists with a badge. Yes, I just called James Comey a terrorist with a badge. And Robert Mueller is the same. He's a terrorist with a badge. He uses the weaponization of government to go after people who are just political targets. And meanwhile, James Comey, by the way, covered up for Hillary Clinton's crimes. I mean, do I need to even go through the list of Hillary Clinton's crimes, how she collected hundreds of millions of dollars in bribes for her her racketeering operation, the Clinton, what was it, the Family Foundation, the Clinton Crime Foundation, or whatever it's called, which was shut down after she lost the election because it was a pay-for-play political corruption scheme. Hillary Clinton should be arrested under racketeering laws. We're talking RICO Act stuff here. Hillary Clinton is a dangerous mafia boss. Thank God. Thank God that she didn't win the election. You wouldn't have been hearing from me because she would have had me locked up and everybody else. You know, here's the thing. When these operators, when they use government as a weapon, whether it's James Comey or Loretta Lynch or Eric Holder, Barack Obama, Hillary Clinton, Robert Mueller, Peter Strzok, you go on down the list, Andrew McCabe, and so on, Rod Rosenstein. When they use government as a weapon, they violate your rights. They violate due process. They violate your right to privacy. They violate your right to a fair trial. They target you. They terrorize you. And then they charge you with petty crimes. Like, what was General Flynn charged with? Oh, lying to the government? You mean the time the FBI went in and talked to him casually but didn't tell him he was being interrogated? And they caught him saying something slightly different from what he had said in a previous conversation. Oh, now that's lying to the government. That's a felony crime. You see, they could target anyone. They could charge anyone with felony crimes if they talk to you and they drag you into the FBI offices to talk to you 10 times on 10 different days. And if you don't give them the exact same wording in your answers all 10 times, then they can charge you with lying to the government and charge you with a felony. And they do that. That's what they did to Flynn. They do that all day, every day. It's called lying to the government. Now, the government can lie to you with impunity. And the deep state lies all the time. Robert Mueller can lie, and he does. James Comey lies all the time. Hillary Clinton is a sociopathic, habitual liar. And they can lie to you all day. Lied in the campaign. Obama can lie and say that his deal denies Iran access to nuclear weapons when it does exactly the opposite, and it gives them access to nuclear weapons. Obama lies all the time. Obama is a psychopathic liar. He's a neuro-linguistic programming master liar, a deceiver, one of the most insidious deceivers that we've ever seen in U.S. politics. And yet, he's never held to account for his lies. But if you talk to the FBI and slip up one word, you say, oh, I went to eat dinner at my parents' house on Friday. Oh, no, wait a second. It was Saturday. All of a sudden, guess what? You lied to the government. That's a felony crime. And Mueller will charge you with a felony. This is how corrupt the system has become. The website corruption.news covers this, by the way. Corruption.news. We've also got deepstate.news. There's a little bit of overlap there, but corruption also covers like corporate corruption, where the deep state website, deepstate.news, only covers, you know, deep state operators and so on. We got websites on everything. We got over 1,000 domains. Like way more than 1,000. I'm not even going to go public with the actual number. Our content team just keeps growing because I'm fed up with this stuff. We're just going to keep documenting this stuff on jamescomey.news and clinton.news. And I hope and pray, and I invite you to join me in this, that Hillary Clinton gets indicted before 2020. Hillary Clinton needs to get indicted. She needs to be marched down the sidewalk in a perp walk with handcuffs, in handcuffs. She needs to go to jail. That woman, not that she's a woman, I mean, just as a person, she is so criminal and so corrupt. The fact that she has escaped justice so far tells every American that there are two sets of laws in this country. There's one set of laws that you and I are subjected to. And then there's another set of laws for people like Hillary Clinton and James Comey and Robert Mueller and Barack Obama who are never held to account for their crimes, even though they're guilty as hell. And yet they're never held to account for the crimes they've committed and the treason they've committed and leaking state secrets and getting paid off. These people are scum. They're anti-American scum. And they deserve to live their lives behind bars. Their freedom their liberty needs to be taken away because they are a danger to America. They are the deep state, and they're trying to pull off a deep state coup right now against President Trump. And they are targeting anyone who supported Trump, who was close to him, his lawyers, his staff, his cabinet members, anyone who's helping Trump get things done is being targeted. It's out of control. It's outrageous. It's anti-American. It is lawless. These people don't abide by any laws whatsoever. And if you go back into the history of Robert Mueller, you find a long history of prosecutorial abuse, of how they withheld exculpatory evidence that would have set their the people free who were indicted and given huge sentences. I mean, like 30 years in prison in some cases. And some of his victims died in prison before they could be exonerated. And later on, then their case was overturned by higher courts because Robert Mueller had taken part in a conspiracy to prevent the court from learning of evidence that would have cleared those people. So he victimizes them. He violated law. He violated ethics. He's a piece of trash. These people don't respect anything in terms of law or America or the Constitution or due process or the rules surrounding evidence in the court, nothing. All they respect is their own tyranny and lying and cheating and doing anything that it takes to get their man, to get someone. And once they target you, they just go after you. And I say that none of these people could survive such scrutiny. None of them could. You target anyone like that, they couldn't survive it. Remember that book, Three Felonies a Day? Yeah, check it out. It's a book called Three Felonies a Day, and it describes how the average American commits three felonies a day unwittingly, unknowingly, with no malicious intent. But three felonies a day is what the average person commits. You put a microscope on anyone, and you're going to find felonies to charge them with. Anyone, including you. And they're putting the microscope on Trump and all his people. The special counsel, the whole thing was a sham to begin with. And Jeff Sessions, what is wrong with this guy? He should unrecuse himself, take charge of the investigation, and he should initiate a special prosecutor to investigate Robert Mueller and James Comey and Rod Rosenstein and Loretta Lynch and all these other bad actors who have committed treason and multiple felony crimes. That's where we need a special prosecutor. Jeff Sessions, man, they have something on this guy. I've said it before. This guy came into the Department of Justice and then sat on his hands and did nothing except, of course, attack cannabis. Yeah, if he would just attack the traitors like James Comey with the same zeal that he is using to attack cannabis, then we might get something done. But Jeff Sessions, he's useless. He's a throwback to the old days of reefer madness. He's a throwback and he's compromised. They've got something on this guy. I don't know if they caught him like in his underwear with goats or I have no idea. They got something on this guy. Maybe they have a video of him chanting KKK slogans and pulling a white pointy hood off his head and giving the thumbs up to the camera or something. I don't know what they have on this guy, but it must be bad because he is doing their bidding. He needs to go. And I originally had some faith in Jeff Sessions, but he has proven that he's got to go. The guy is standing in the way of justice. He is an embarrassment to the Department of Justice. He's useless. He's standing by with his thumbs in his pockets while America is being destroyed by the treasonous, traitorous left. And Jeff Sessions just standing there and let it all happen. He's got to go. It's time to take our country back. And if we can't take it back after we have the White House and the Supreme Court and the House and the Senate and the DOJ, if all these people are sitting around with their thumbs up their ass doing nothing useful, well, then our options are starting to get pretty limited, aren't they, of what's remaining? What else can we do? If you can't take your country back at the ballot box, how do you take it back? That's my question. What is next? If this fails because the deep state weaponizes the government to attack everybody that's trying to engage in real reforms and real law and order, You know, the FBI has become a disgrace thanks to people like James Comey, an embarrassment to the country. The DOJ has become a disgrace because of Sessions. The media has become a disgrace, a pathetic fake news cabal of activists, a left-wing political activists. It's a shame. Follow my websites for more news on all this. NewsTarget.com and NaturalNews.com. And, of course, JamesComey.news. There's a lot more coming. I'm just getting warmed up here. I'm fed up like you. I'm launching a new video website, Real.Video. It's coming out July 4th. You're welcome to request a channel where you can exercise your free speech to defend America. Real.Video. And, frankly, I'm going to be... When that comes out, I'm going to do a lot less myself in terms of content, and I'm just going to focus on the platform, let other people have more voice, and because we've got to support free speech and the First Amendment in this country, and the Second Amendment for that matter. We have to take our country back by taking back the online debate, the online conversation, and that's what I'm doing with Real.Video. So support me, support my mission just by joining Real.Video and uploading videos you know, I'll support you in return. Together, maybe we can actually take this country back. I guess we'll find out. Thanks for listening. Take care.
Learn more at healthrangerreport.com.
Thank you for watching. If you want to support our mission, visit us at healthrangerstore.com for the world's largest selection of lab-verified superfood and nutritional products for healthy living. It's at healthrangerstore.com.